times with the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Established in 1905 as Oklahoma Farmers Union, American Farmers and Ranchers was created to fight for the interests of rural Oklahoma. Today, AFR's mission remains. More than 100 years since its founding, AFR is a true grassroots organization that serves as a watchdog for Oklahoma's farmers, ranchers, and rural citizens. AFR strives to support and strengthen our state's rural communities and give a stronger voice to Oklahoma's farmers and ranchers. Join AFR today.
Well, Ryder Klassen, son of Chris and Ginger Klassen, was awarded the overall Grand Champion Award, showing his Double Stop CL Plus variety in the 2020 Oklahoma 4-H FFA Junior Wheat Show. Klassen placed first in production and milling and third in baking, earning him the title of first place as the FFA champion and overall Grand Champion of the 4-H and FFA Junior Wheat Show. Klassen's from the Hydro Eagle FFA chapter. We spoke with Mike Schulte at the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, and he said, "Well, this has been a hard year for everybody, so it was really just great to be able to present the awards."
It was really nice that we were able to get together in a socially distanced environment and have our mask on and be able to present these awards. We had a really good evening, and it's been wonderful from the standpoint we have had more participation this year than in previous years. One, I think because kids were maybe looking for things to do during the summer months, and they really kind of just have taken an active role, and we've had a lot more interest and participation moving forward. So I'm anxious to see what this does for the competition overall in the coming years. I think that certainly for us, this may be a good thing.
Over $18,000 in prize money and scholarships was given away at the award banquet.
Yes, we give $18,000 in scholarships to the top five 4-H and top five FFA winners. Those scholarships then are to be utilized when they get into college and choose a career path. We certainly try to encourage them to look at agriculture. But, even if a student decides not to go into agriculture and if they want to go on a different profession, we feel like this is also a wonderful opportunity to make them an advocate for our industry and agriculture and whatever chosen profession that they choose to go into.
Each participant had to plant 5 acres or more of any variety of hard red or white winter wheat, harvest it, keep records on it, and then the wheat's visually graded and ranked. Then those top 25 out of 4-H and the top 25 of FFA go into the milling and baking contest. These young producers are already working on planting next year's crops to get ready for the contest. Congratulations once again to all of the wheat participants. Well, FFA members and supporters from across the country will log on to their smart devices next week to celebrate agriculture during the 93rd National FFA Convention and Expo. The event, which is traditionally the largest student convention in the country, will be held virtually this year. While the event will look different this year, an FFA spokesperson says it'll still have the amazing programming that we always offer our students and sponsors. The general sessions, which will recognize the award winners, will air on RFD-TV and the Cowboy Channel and streamed on RFD-TV Now, allowing members and supporters to tune in and watch gavel-to-gavel coverage of the events with no registration required. Those who register for the virtual event can experience many of the traditional convention experiences, including a member of Experience Room, the Expo Hall, the Blue Room, staples of the in-person event, and that convention will wrap up with the election of the 2020-2021 National FFA Officer Team. You've got farm news on Ron.
Spur Ranch proudly invites you to the Performance Herd of the Heartland Sale coming Friday, October 23rd, 1 p.m. at Spur Ranch, 15 miles west of Vinita, Oklahoma. Over 550 head will sell, including 150 registered Angus, 18-month to 2-year-old performance-tested bulls. To see a catalog and videos, go to spurranch.com or call Clay Hartley or Jeff Owen at the ranch, 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch's Performance Sale, Friday, October 23rd.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.